Russia kills 5, including child, in drone attack on Ukrainian city. By Breitbart London on June 5, 2025. Priluki, Ukraine, AP, at least 5 people, including a 1-year-old child, his mother and grandmother, were killed Thursday in a nighttime Russian drone attack on the northern Ukrainian city of Priluki, officials said. 6 drones hit a residential area in the city shortly before dawn, injuring 9 others, according to authorities. The child killed was the grandson of the local fire chief, Ukraine's Interior Minister Ihor Klimenko said. The fire chief, identified by local officials as 50-year-old Oleksandr Lebed, arrived to respond to the aftermath right at his own home, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a post on Telegram. It turned out that a Shahed drone hit his house. The attack came just hours after U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to Trump, Putin said very strongly that Russia will retaliate for Ukraine's stunning drone attacks on Russian military airfields on Sunday. U.S.-led diplomatic efforts to stop the more than 3-year-long war have delivered no significant progress, and the grinding war of attrition has continued unabated. The mother of the 1-year-old killed in Priluki was a police officer called Darina Shihida, Ukraine's national police said. "Today our hearts are scorched by pain," the police force wrote on Telegram. "This is not just a loss, it is 3 generations of life uprooted." Lyudmila Horbunova, 55, who lives across the street from where the Shahed drone hit, said Shihida had moved with her son last weekend to her parents' house from her home in Kyiv because she was scared of potential Russian attacks on the capital. "She ran away from Shahed in Kyiv, but they found her here. In Priluki," Horbunova told the Associated Press. Firefighters worked through charred debris and extinguished the remains of a fire that engulfed the home of Shihida's parents, leaving only a brick carcass and scattered toys, clothes and a family photo book. Priluki, which had a pre-war population of around 50,000 people, lies about 100 kilometers, 60 miles, east of Kyiv, the capital. The city is far from the front line and does not contain any known military assets. The last time Priluki was struck was in November last year, when a Russian missile hit an administrative building and injured 1 person. Zelensky said a total of 103 drones and 1 ballistic missile targeted multiple Ukrainian regions overnight, including Donetsk, Kharkiv, Odessa, Sumy, Chernihiv, Dnipro and Kherson. "This is another massive strike," Zelensky said. "It is yet another reason to impose the strongest possible sanctions and apply pressure collectively." Zelensky, who has accepted a U.S. ceasefire proposal and offered to meet with Putin in an attempt to break the stalemate in negotiations, wants more international sanctions on Russia to force it to accept a settlement. Putin has shown no willingness to meet with Zelensky, however, and has indicated no readiness to compromise. Germany's new leader Friedrich Merz was due to meet with President Donald Trump in Washington on Thursday as he works to keep the U.S. on board with Western diplomatic and military support for Ukraine. Ukraine's top presidential aide, Andrei Yermak, met with senior American officials in Washington on Wednesday and called for greater U.S. pressure on Russia, accusing the Kremlin of deliberately stalling ceasefire talks and blocking progress toward peace, according to a statement on the presidential website. Yermak, who traveled to the U.S. as part of a Ukrainian delegation, met with senior American officials to bolster support for Ukraine's defense and humanitarian priorities. He said Ukraine urgently needs stronger air defense capabilities. Hours later, 19 people were injured in a Russian drone strike on the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. Those hurt included children, a pregnant woman, and a 93-year-old woman, Regional Governor Oleh Sinyahubov wrote on Telegram. At around 1:05 a.m., Shahed-type drone struck 2 apartment buildings in the city's Slobodsky district, causing fires and destroying several private vehicles. "By launching attacks while people sleep in their homes, the enemy once again confirms its tactic of insidious terror," Sinyahubov wrote on Telegram. Russian aircraft also dropped 4 powerful glide bombs on the southern city of Kherson, injuring at least 3 people, regional authorities said. In Russia, an explosion damaged a railway line Thursday in the Voronezh region bordering Ukraine, Russia's Federal Security Service said, as cited by state news agencies. The damage forced 26 trains to stop running, Russian rail operators said. The incident came after Putin described recent attacks on Russian railway infrastructure as terrorist acts by Ukrainian saboteurs. 7 people died and 2 trains were derailed after road and rail bridges were damaged in Russia's Kursk and Bryansk regions during the night between May 31 and June 1.